Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pit, ain't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the standard song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, July the 8th, 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, whoo, got a bomb burning for you today. Today, my brothers, we want to break down what I have inside of my book, The Cosmic Grotor, and I've talked about before, which is the creative or creator God of this harmonious arrangement. But today, we want to come at it from another perspective as we go a little bit deeper into what is called the Mavantaras. So the Mavantaras and the Pralayas, P-R-A-L-A-Y-A-S, these are terms that are inside of the ancient texts, primarily Hindu, Sufism, Perennialism, and some Gnostic texts contains these ancient texts or these ancient documents that's been that was discovered in 1945 in the Qumran caves over in Egypt in what we call again the Dead Sea Scrolls. So inside of the Dead Sea Scrolls, it breaks down these Gnostic Gospels, and it breaks down the Gnostic texts, and it shares some very, I'm going to use the word enlightening, informing our information. And that informing or that information assists me and some other people with understanding what we call this creative or this harmonious arrangement. So that way it really answers the questions or the question I have when you experience certain things in life. So why do problems exist? If we have a God of love, why do we have hate? If God is all-knowing and all-powerful, why is there evil? Why does evil exist? Why do bad things happen to good people, so to speak? Or why do bad things happen at all? How come there isn't this harmonious arrangement of, you know, the fruit of the Spirit? That's love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no loss or there is no law. Well, there is a reason, my brothers and sisters, because the loving God did not create this harmonious arrangement. There was a demiurge, or there was Samael, or there was the blind God, or there was what is called Manvantaras, Manvantaras. Now, these terms and these words are associated with what we call the demiurge. So the demiurge, demi means demonic, urge means expression. So the demonic or the unauthorized or the low vibrational expression creates universes and then destroys them. From the perspective of breathing, they call it in Hindu, Adan Alam, which means breath. Where we get the word Brahma, that has to do with so the inhaling and the exhaling. And so when we look at some of the teachings, for example, there's a teachings in the Shangri-La that talks about the rising of the existence and the exalting through what is called the Atma Baha. So the Atma Baha and the Brahma, or the breathing of Brahma in the Hindu text, is the creator God. Now, in my book, it's called The Cosmogrator. In different texts, it has different names all over the globe, all over the country, in every ancient text and everything except for the Helios Biblos, because that was removed in the Helios Biblos, but at the Council of Nicaea, when they took out the 14 books and reduced the books down to 66 books. Before, all of this was common knowledge. So what we know as the Big Bang is the exhalation or the exhaling of the breath. And so the exhaled breath, or the outside breath of, again, the Manvantaras or the Brahlayas. And again, all of these terms are inside of all of these ancient texts. It means master of will. So it's called the Adon Alam. It's spelled Adon Olam. It's spelled again, Adon Olam. Now, without this understanding, then you would not be in a position that I am in, where when tragedy or trauma happens in your life, without a deeper understanding of death, then we have grief and we have loss. But if you have an understanding of death, then you have joy and empowerment. So the difference is determined or is based upon understanding. Total awareness is what I'm teaching in 2020. So this is one of the seven new books that I have that I'll be rolling out in the year 2020 for the members, for everybody that's joining me. And again, for every month that you enroll earlier on this $20,000 system, that's $2,000 off. So if you enroll now, it's a total of 12 off. If you pass, if you're a member of the past system, that's another two. If you're a member of the current system, that's another two. So basically, you can knock down a 20 grand system down to 5 grand if you enroll early. Now, why is this? Well, it's very interesting. You got to be very careful, not what you ask for, but what you're called to do. And what does that mean? That just simply means total awareness for me. That just simply means understanding what month you were born, what day you was born, and what year was you was born, to get your name, to get your niche, and to get your narrative. So there is no grief. Like in the Matrix, when old boy said, how do you bend the spoon? Well, there is no spoon. So if there is no grief, if there is no loss, there is no suffering. People only, you only experience grief and loss if something ends. And so only what is created can be destroyed. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotion, imagination of your people. See, the same way that you raise a person or a system or a place is the same way that you destroy it. A hammer is just a tool. It can be used for either good or evil. So if you, again, Jesus said that anybody who has not came from heaven, they can't go back to heaven. You cannot ascend where you have not descended. So only that which is created can be destroyed, meaning only that which Mahavantaras has created, only that which the master of this universe has created, the master of the world, the Adon, where we do it Adonai in the Bible, only that which Adonai has created can be destroyed. That's why I told you guys that, you know, most of the names Adonai, El Shaddai, Elyon, Elohim, all of those are terms and labels that's used in the occult to conjure up daemons or diamonds or demons. Don't believe me? Just go to one or call up your local, go to your local coven and hang out with some witches. They'll break it down for you quick, boo-boo. If not, you might want to wrap your brain around what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. What is that? That is according to the premortal gnosis. Now, this is the forbidden religion. This is the forbidden text. This is what is not taught in modern day Christendom, which is the premortal gnosis. That means wisdom. That means premortal means before wisdom, this existed. The word gnosis means knowledge. But see, we're not just talking about any knowledge here. We're talking about special knowledge. We're talking about hidden knowledge. We're talking about occult knowledge. We're talking about knowledge that's not available, because the word knowledge simply means to know the edge, to know the ledge, to know how far to go. So we're talking about expressing, exposing, and expanding something that when your day, you'll have your turn and your chance up to bat, hopefully no time soon. But everybody is going to be in my position. I just got here a little sooner than most people. And that position is, I don't know how a father can lose a 19-year-old daughter the way that I lost my daughter and still function. I don't know how, unless you have overstanding. I guarantee you I would not be here today giving this talk. I would have put a bullet in my head or would have done something stupid or crazy, because I would not have been able to handle the grief and the loss if I did not have the overstanding. I don't know how other people do it. That's why I'm writing a new book. And my new book is going, which is a part of this, which wasn't a part of this, because remember, I did the 2020 system before all this happened. I wasn't interesting. I used the term, and I said it about 30 days before my daughter passed. I used this word. If you go back to the shows, I used the word ascension consultant, and I used the word spiritual consultant, not knowing ascension or transition consultant. So you cannot teach what you have not learned. Now, I've been bereavement counseling and been counseling people for years on this, on the grief process, the five steps. But I'm not using those five steps, because those five steps don't work. I'm just using one step. And that one step is, there is no step. When it comes to poverty, when it comes to making money, my system for making money is different from everybody else, because my system for making money is, there is no money. The system for making money is, I am money. The system for making money is, I magnetize my mind, because I understand that the brain doesn't care whether you use a thought or whether you use facts. Whichever one that you put your attention on, the brain manifests. So since I can think wealth faster than I can make it, okay, I use my imagination to make money. So I can think it faster than I can go out and with my back and with my hands and create it. And so it works. The system works a whole lot better. So a doctor can tell me something physical, and then I can think something spiritual, and my thinking overrides my reality. Okay, my mind, we bring about what we think about. Okay, that system works a whole lot better. But that system is not taught today. So therefore, the new 2020 system is based upon replacing reality with mentality. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but we're in the age of Aquarius. We're in the age now where mind overrides matter. And this ability to understand, these are words, again, of empowerment instead of words of disempowerment. So I'm replacing the dominant culture's definitions. So I'm removing certain words like grief, like loss, like poverty, like sickness, like fear, like doubt, like unbelief, like jealousy. All of these words, they don't exist no more, not in my vocabulary. So that to me, there's no such thing as sickness. It doesn't exist. To me, there's no such thing as poverty. It doesn't exist. To me, there's no such thing as ignorance. It doesn't exist. To me, there's no such thing as a bad relationship. That doesn't exist. To me, there's no such thing as a debate. How can you debate absolute truth? How can you debate absolute? So again, how can you debate if a lion bites you? It hurts. How do you debate that? Okay, you take the person who says that it doesn't. You take his ass out to the jungle. You throw him out there and let that lion, let him get mauled. And then you ask him, sir, what do you think now? So if somebody debates about gravity, you take them on top of a tall building, push their ass off. When they hit the ground, ask them, do you believe in gravity now? So you don't debate. You bring overwhelming evidence to destroy ignorance. That's what I'm doing now. I recommend that you jump on board this ship or somebody else's ship that can give you overwhelming facts to destroy ignorance. There is no such thing as the things that we think exist. They don't exist. They're just illusions that are being manifested because your thought pattern is creating and giving birth to your illusion. Your Groundhog's Day is just a figmentation of your vivid imagination. Because your imagination is so vivid, your Groundhog's Day is livid. If you want to remove your groundhog, just remove your thought pattern. It's just that simple. But because it's so simple, God uses the simple to confound the wise. You can't. Because that means you have to take responsibility for your life. That means right now, today, you have to stop the lie. But you can't, because that means that you are the lie. So you can't look yourself in the mirror and take responsibility for your life. Because if you do, that means that all this whole time you've been lying to yourself. And that means that all your life, all the problems that you've been blaming on the white man is actually you. You are the white man. And see, Negroes, we like to blame other people. We're blaming the white man. That's Donald Trump's fault. No, Negro, it's your fault. It's my mama's fault. No, it's your fault. It's my daddy, he beat me when I was a kid. My dad beat me too. I'm doing great. In fact, my dad did me a favor. But see, it's easy to blame somebody else because that's how the universe was created. The universe was created by shifting blame. It wasn't created by taking responsibility. It wasn't created by responding to the ability. So everything that you've been given right now is a pure form of a lie. It is an illusion. So the world that we live in is a dumbed down reality of a deeper or a higher mentality. What does that mean? All religions maintain that matter is good. I haven't heard one religion that doesn't claim that flowers and trees and the stars and the moon and the sky and matter is good. Anybody else? Anybody? I haven't heard anybody say anything different. That's wrong. Because everybody tells me that the world that we live in is good. The world that we live in was created by a God that was just. It was created by a God that was good. It was created by something good for men. We were taught that the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. And bam, booyah, oh, there was light. And God said it was good. Was that not what you were taught? That's okay. Am I the only one? Okay, I was the only one with the Sunday school. Okay, that's what they told me. Well, my brothers, my sisters, newsflash. That is incorrect. You see, by inserting capital letters, they, whoever they were able to differentiate. they was able to separate. So I can't say that word. False from real. So matter is L-I-V-E. What we call live, what we call life. But that's not what the Bible says. If you look up in the Bible, the word life means Z-O-A, Z-O-E, as I've ascertained. So I have a whole system. It's called the life is the Z-O-A, Z-O-E system. But that was too deep because when I look at my shows, look at my first stuff that I came out with, and I rolled out, and it was called the Zoe life management system. I had to take the word Zoe off because, you know, Negroes, they couldn't wrap their brain around that. Not you, but, you know, other people that you know. And so life, L-I-F-E, is Z-O-A and Z-O-E. That means, again, the animating principle of the body. That means spirit. That means a thought pattern that controls an emotional feeling that manifests as a physical reality. Bam, drop mic, exit stage left. All problems you got are the results of your thoughts. Period. Homie, you ain't got no problems. They all in your freaking head. There is no such thing as debt. It's in your head. There's no such thing as poverty. It's in your head. There is no such thing as sickness. It is in your head. There is no such thing as ignorance. It's in your head. There's no such thing as a bad relationship. It is all in your head. Every problem that you exist is a man-made construct by a man-made God. All matter is evil. It is impure. Now, I know, that's contrary to your theology, I understand. But matter is just a prison for spirit. Let me say that again. Matter is a prison for spirit. So what my daughter told me for the last 2 years is, Dad, I'm tired of being in prison. I'm just going to let myself out. I know you need to stay in prison with me. No, I love you, Dad. I appreciate you, but peace out, homie. I don't want to be in prison no more. No, you don't understand. You can't write your own script. Well, I thought you said I could write my own script, Dad. Yeah, you can, Shamora. You can write your own script, but not in this area because I want you to stay in prison with me. And thankfully, my daughter is a lot brighter bub than I am. As I told you that, friend of mine is a witch that lit these candles and showed my daughter's light versus our entire family's light, and her light was 3 times brighter than all the other members of the family. And that, again, was just proof positive of what I already knew. So I already knew. I was just now forced to teach it. But I've been knowing this for 20 years. But I would never tell anybody during the grief. I've done bereavement counseling. And I told everybody, hey, here's the 5 steps. Some people say 7. You go through that process. I did it with my mom. It took me 20 years. So what I did in 20 years last time, I did in 1 day this time. So I grieved for 1 day. And I didn't grieve. I didn't experience loss because grief and loss doesn't exist. Poverty doesn't exist. Sickness doesn't exist. Ignorance doesn't exist. Being in a bad relationship doesn't exist. These are all thought patterns in the brain that produces a emotions in the heart that manifest chemical inside the body. So if you replace the thought pattern, what thought? Thought is loss. Okay, what is loss? Loss means something that is taken. Okay, you can't take something unless you created something. Only something that is created can be taken. Since I'm not created, I'm eternal. Only that which is created can be destroyed. You can't destroy something that was not created. So this is what is called in the Hinduism, soul escapism. So without understanding what that means, as I talked about before at the beginning of the show, hopefully you guys wrote down those names that we went through. That's inside of the Dead Sea Scrolls and all of the ancient texts. That is the proof of what I'm saying, of what we called Yabato, Samael, Beelzebub, Leviathan, Belfagor, Asmodeus, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, Elyon, Yahweh. What's old boy? I've got the other name. It's a plethora. But what are they in the ancient texts? They're all the same. Who are they? What is it? Manvantaras in the ancient text. It means, again, Lord of world. In Adon Olam, it means Adonolam. It means the cycle of creation. That's where we get the word mandala. That's where we get the word mandala. It means master of world. It means the creator's period of rest after destruction. It means after all is gone. It also means awesome one. It means will reign alone. It means creator's period of silence. It means one who falls down. It means fallen one. In the ancient texts, in the Bible, which I've already done, so I'm not going to even look that up. If you look at the word God, if you look at the word Lord, if you look at the word Elohim, all these other words, when you break them down in the Hebrew, when you break them down in the Greek, it means ayah, A-Y-A-H, which means to fall down. So the source, the God that you know as God inside of the Helios Biblos, is the fallen one. Now, again, I've been teaching this for 20 years. There's nothing new. I'm just explaining to you because, again, this is a part of, this is a chapter inside of one of the seven new books that I'm coming out with, the 2020 system, so that way everybody can have total awareness. So that way when the devil comes up, when Brahma breathes on you, when the master of this world, when the creator of the fallen race, y'all want to hurt y'all brain? Y'all don't even know what that is. When all of creation falls apart, the uncreated alone will continue to exist as always because it's eternal. Somebody should write that down. You see, my brothers, you see, my sisters, there's a lot of stuff that I know that I have not shared because the timing wasn't right. Because I know that people's brains wasn't in a space. My brain wasn't in that space. So I couldn't teach don't grieve. Because the people that were grieving would look at me and they would say, Negro, you don't understand. I just lost blankety blank. And you telling me don't grieve? And I would say, well, my mom died when I was 11, 12, 13, whatever it is. I don't even remember. And I'm telling you, that process I went through damn near killed me. It made me a very angry little dude. I went through all middle school, all high school, all my 20s trying to kill, steal, and destroy. I want people to feel my pain. I wanted everybody, when it's Mother's Day, I hated Mother's Day. I want everybody to suffer like I suffered. So, and you tell me that's biblical? You tell me that's what God want me to do? So I knew that process was whack. But I couldn't tell nobody. Until June the 30th, 9:30 p.m. when my number was called again. And so I said, you ready to do it right this time? Or you want to do another like you did? You want to do 20 years of angry? What you going to destroy now? You going to run through 20 women like you did last time? You going to go out and try to do suicide by cop like you did last time? You going to try to go and pick on dudes that are 6'5", 350 in the hopes that somebody put your ass to sleep? You're going to be just walking around just creating adversity with the hopes that somebody in your life? Are we going to do another 20 years of that? Or are you ready to grow up? What you going to do? So when Source brought this to my lap, I knew instantly it was time to grow up. Because I knew it was time to expose the Supreme Lord of Delusion. His name is Atma Baha, spelled A. T-M-A-B-O-D-H-A. These are the teachings of the Shangala, or the S-H-A-N-K-A-R-A. I cannot express to you, my brothers, I cannot express to you, my sisters, the importance of you understanding the words that I'm using today. The only thing I can express to you is that I highly recommend that before your number is called, before it is time for you to step up to the plate, before it is time for you to hit the ball out the park, that you do some research and that you have a system in place. So that way, if they take all your money tomorrow, you have it all back. If they take all your money on Monday, you'll have it all back by Friday. If you go to the doctor and they tell you you got cancer and you got 7 days to live, that you'll be cured of cancer in 7 days. I hope you got a system in place. I hope you got a system in place. That if they come to you and they tell you some cray-cray stuff, that you know how to connect with all-knowing source to get you some wisdom to avoid ignorance. I hope you got a system in place. That if all the relationships with your family, friends, and significant others, if everybody turned their back on you and it's just you, yourself, and I hope you got a system in place today to be able to reestablish a relationship with yourself, with your God, and with others, that you're able to maintain a vibration so that way you can draw people into you instead of you ain't got to go get nobody, go find nobody. They should come to you. They should knock on your door and they can say, hey, you spiritually touched me. They should be, hey, you using your spiritual senses. So your 12, you know, I could sense, I don't know what it is about you, man, but you touched me. Your life speaks to me. Your brain is immersed inside of purpose. What you say moves me. It gives me balance. It gives me a sense of spiritual comfort through what we call smelling. It gives me the ability to taste, which means it gives me nourishment that allows me to grow spiritually. So you're using your spiritual sense of taste. It actually assists me to be able to see. So you're using your spiritual sense of sight and all of the other 12 spiritual senses. So we are vibrational brothers. We're vibrational sisters. So I know I'm not trying to bend the spoon. I know I am not trying to dodge bullets. I know that I'm not trying to fight agents, because I know that there is no spoon. I know there is no bullets, that there is no agents. I know that this is a vivid fixation of my imagination. And I know if I override the script with a new thought pattern that is based upon universal spiritual law, that I will destroy the cycle of creation and get out of my temporary psychosis, which is my temkosis, which means reincarnation. So my temkosis, which is a series that I did years ago, well, not years ago, a couple of years ago. If you're part of Life Management System, you already got that system. So you know that this is a psychosis. Now, psychosis just simply means that you touched in the skull, a.k.a. cray-cray. Now, my brothers and my sisters, that's what I call Groundhog's Day. Now, again, I did not sign up for this program. This was given to me by source. And like Yahushua, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and it was his turn up to bat, he said, "Father, take this cup from me." On June the 30th, 9:30 p.m., when I got that call, said that my 19-year-old daughter was dead. I said the same thing that Yahushua said, "Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." I would not be here right now doing this show without this system. Let me say that again. Especially with the mistakes that I made as a father. Because I would have self-destructed because of self-hate, because of my mistakes, because of self-blame, and because of self-grief. I would have detached my neurons, and I would not have reason and logic. I would have operated in tunnel vision, and I would have fight, freeze, or flight. And knowing me, I'm not a runner. I'm not a freezer. I'm a fighter. So I would have fought myself, and I would have went back to January the 1st of 2009 when I was sitting in that apartment with that loaded 45 Desert Eagle. Except this time, I think I would have rattled off a couple of rounds. But I had a system in place to get me out of the cycle of creation. So the Creator God begins a new cycle with every breath. That's called breathing, or the breath of Brahma, B-R-A-H-M-A. So Brahma is the Hindu Creator God. Another name for Brahma is Samael. Another name for Samael is Shackless. Another name for Samael and Brahma is Yabato. Another name for Samael, Brahma, Yabato is Sabato, where we get, again, Lord of Hosts, where we get the word Yahweh. Now, again, I'm not here to debate. I'm just here to educate. And the ability to over and understand all mass or matter and all time is the result of this unauthorized production. There's a big difference between, I'm going to use the word, the Creator God or the creative man, because all religions resort to or talk about the Creator God of man. And the Bible talks about the Lord God. It say God, the Lord God, which I've done many shows on the difference between the Lord God and God, formed man from the dust of the ground. And he breathed into him the nostrils, into his breath, or he breathed into the nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So we've all heard that story. That's found in Genesis. That's the creative story. But we don't have the understanding that what happened before Genesis chapter 1. All of that's inside of the Nag Hammadi text that was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which I've read. And I would highly recommend that you read the Nag Hammadi text or you read the Dead Sea Scrolls. I mean, if you want a deeper understanding, because if you lose your 19-year-old daughter, then it doesn't make sense. If your relationship of 25 years crumbles, if you lose, or if you go through 58 jobs, if you start 23 business, if you lose over $1 million worth of real estate, if you go to the doctor and they told you that you're going to be dead in 6 months, boo-boo, you might want to have a God that is eternal. Because you can't go to heaven unless you came from heaven. See, you can't destroy anything that's eternal. Only things that are temporary, that are created, can be destroyed. And so the uncreated spirit, not the creation, or not the created spirit, that's two different quote-unquote gods. So we'll put it that way. So the little g created the body and the soul of man from the dust, from the breath, if you will, that we call the soul. The mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. The soul and the body is not created by the source. It's created by the temporary G. The soul and the body. That's why I say the man, well, I'm not soul or body. I'm spirit. Big difference. Big, huge. Can't come back from it. If you do not understand that, you're going to understand it. You got to understand it. You got to stand on top of it. Otherwise, you stand underneath it. You're controlled by it. I stand on top of it. I control it. I control the soul and the body. The body and the soul don't control me because I overstand. That's why I say overstand. Now, if you understand or you understand, you in Groundhog's Day. Guaranteed. I ain't got to talk to you. I ain't got to know you. All I got to know is everything that you do is a pattern. You can't get out of the pattern. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how many times you go to church, no matter how and whether T.D. Jakes himself praises and slap all on your forehead, you can call in Creflo Dollar for backup. You can even get Joel Osteen to catch you when you fall. Guess what? You'll ask him to go work on Monday. You can do the exact same shit that you've been doing all your life. I guarantee you your behavior will not change. There is nobody on this call that has changed their behavior. Or very few. Everything I'm doing today, 10 years ago, I did not do. My children cannot believe it. They don't know how, number one, I'm doing what I'm doing today. They don't know how I'm living where I'm at right now. They don't know how my marriage works. They don't know how I'm doing what I'm doing today. My children, their minds are blown because they knew the father that I was. They're trying to figure it out. My current wife's kids do stuff that my kids couldn't even think about doing. And I have no problem. I step over shoes that's in the middle of the floor and go upstairs and sleep like a newborn baby. If my children would have thought about that, I would have blew a gasket. Somebody would have got their chest caved in. There would have been three cops at my house for child abuse. The man I am today, I don't even recognize. I look in the mirror and I'll be like, who are you? Who the hell are you? What's your name again? I got to ask myself about myself because I've transformed myself. And the only way that you can do that, my brother, the only way you can do that, my sister, if you got a true, private, productive relationship with Source. You can't do that with no book knowledge. You got to have real life street knowledge. We all been lied to. As I said at the beginning of today's show, the man in Eden, in what we call paradise, in which God placed him, didn't know who he was. He was only carrying out orders that was given to him. He was like a representative of the lesser entity that you think is the entity. So the God of Genesis 1, the God of Matthew, the God of the Helios Biblius, as we know, is all of those names that I mentioned at the beginning of this show that's found in the Dead Sea Scrolls that was taken out by the Vatican, that, again, the dominant culture, the secret societies, the harmonious arrangement, they already know. That's why they're preparing. That's why they got deep underground military bases. That's why all this stuff, because they already know what's coming. They already know that, again, the destroyer that's in the Old Testament, the death angel, that's Nibiru. Look it up in the Greek. They already know that Abaddon, everything that's talked about in Helios Biblius, is a cycle of creation that's called Brahma in the ancient text. That's how they can predict the future. That's why they wrote the Helios Biblius, because they already know it's called predictive programming. That's why you can watch an episode of The Simpsons that tell you what's going to happen. That's why you go back and you get Steven Jackson's game, the Illuminati card game, that will tell you every president. They have a card game that said Donald Trump was going to be president in the freaking 90s. They said he was going to be president in 2017 or whenever it was. They can tell you what's going to happen the next 5 years from now. So can I, because I read the card game. You can too. All you got to do is just read the script. This is just their version of reality. It is not the reality. Their job is to feed off of your drama. So if you buy into grief and loss, how much or when does a person die? If you watch the news in my city, someone dies every day. Every time I watch on the news, that was a murder. That's somebody. That means that you will be grieving all day. Grieving is how demons come in. That means you're going to be a very possessed person because you're going to be experiencing loss all day, every day. So the Cosmogrator has a system in place. Let me be crystal clear, brothers and sisters. Why would a loving God create a world of death, suffering, and poverty? Answer, he did not. Now, I have a 300-page book that breaks down the Cosmogrator. That's what it's called in English. I did not get that from English because it wasn't originally written in English. I got that from the Aramaic. I got that from the Chaldean. I got that from the Latin Vulgate. I got that from the Textus Receptus. I got that from the Codex Gigas. I got that from the Dead Sea Scrolls. I recommend that you do the same shit as I did. Do your research. Do not believe me or anybody else. Your inability to under, not yours, but the people that you know, inability to under, over, and understand the depths of these statements, which is everything that you believe is a half-truth. Why? Because there is the unknowable God. That's what they call it in the ancient text. I call it the big G. I call it the prime creator. So there exists another God higher than the one who created the world and who created man. Let me say it again. There exists another God higher than the one who created this world and man. So the creator God is not God. There is a God above him that is superior to him and is perfect. This is what is known in the ancient text as the unknowable one. It's called the Pleroma or the Pleru inside of the Helios Biblius. I've done many shows on the Pleroma. I've asked, I've begged, I've pleaded for you to go to dictionary.com. I'm sorry, not dictionary.com, to your favorite search engine, Dogpile, you know, Yahoo, because I always say Google. I might start promoting some of these other search engines. These fools should start paying me for much endorsements I'll be giving them. So go to your Bible. I mean, go to your favorite search engine. Type in the word P-L-E-R-O-O, Pleru. Strong Concordance number 4137. Look it up. Triple dare you. Triple dare you to look up Pleru. Triple dare you to look up P-L-E-R-O-M-A, Pleroma. Triple dare you to look it up. Triple dare you, go ask your Reverend Dr. Bishop what it means. Go ask your pastor. Yo, pastor, what does Pleroma mean, sir? Just ask him for shizness and giggles. Just for shizness and giggles. Go ask your pastor. Go ask the pastor what it means. You see, my brothers and sisters, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. The inability to feel to the top. The inability to cause God's will to be obeyed, to make it known and to allow it to be carried out. So without connecting with source, then we're connected again with this limited definitions. So what is called the Pleroma or the Pleru or the Big G or the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-simple, all-present, all-benevolent one, it is impossible to find source via the narrative that exists today. Only an individual who is completely free from himself, from his flesh, can connect with source through intuition or intuitiveness. That simply means, my brothers, and that simply means, my sisters, that it is virtually impossible to use the current narrative to connect with the unknown narrative, because I talk about quantum consciousness. That means you go off the grid. That means you go off the planned net. That's how I connected. So that's how I connected with source. On January 1st, 2009, I told you guys everything I ever been taught in life, I turned my back on, and then bam, I connected with source. You cannot put new wine in the old wineskin. You can't, if you got, you cannot put money in a closed fist. So you got $5, and I'm trying to give you $500. But you hanging on to that $5 so tight that you like, Doc, I ain't giving up my $5, man. Like, dude, I'm trying to give you $500. Man, I don't know, man. Is that a real $500 bill? So we hang on to that $5, and I'm trying to give you $500. Now, everybody wakes up at different times. Now, they say that we chose our own alarm clock. There is some ancient text that sort of proves that. What does that mean? That means based upon the grand scheme of life, each one of us set an alarm clock. Mine, let's say I set my alarm clock to wake up at 6 a.m. You may have set your alarm clock to wake up at 5 a.m. Somebody else on this call, you set your alarm clock to wake up at 8. Somebody set their alarm clock to wake up at 9. Somebody set their alarm clock to wake up at 10. Somebody set their alarm clock to wake up at 11. Now, let's say we all got to be at work at 6. But we set our alarm clock to wake up at different times. So if you set your alarm clock to wake up at 11 and you got to be at work at 6, you late. So the stuff I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that's called tradition. Because you ain't woke yet. Because your alarm ain't went off. So you can't ascertain what I'm saying. Now, my alarm clock went off at 6, but I was supposed to be at work at 6. So I'm late. The stuff I'm sharing with you today, I knew 20 years ago. I'm late. So it's like my daughter set her alarm clock early. She got up early. She did what she's supposed to do. And then exit stage left. Because remember, that's what we're here to do. We're here to learn. We're here to love. We're here to live. We're here to light up, and then we're here to leave. So if I get up at 6 and your alarm clock don't, if you don't get up until 11 and I'm yelling, I'm screaming at you, hey, Jay Money, wake up, man, it's time to go to work. Wake up, and you, that's called Groundhog's Day. This life, you're asleep. When you die, you wake up. This is not the real world. So we all, now my daughter just set her alarm clock to wake up early. We are all still sleeping. We set our alarm clocks down. Supposedly, according to the again, the book of creations, we all chose when we was going to wake up, incarnate. Now, I don't know why I would choose to wake up late, but for whatever reason, I did. So now I'm awake, but some of y'all still asleep. And so, therefore, the information that I'm sharing to somebody, that's why I don't try to now win. That's why I got out of the saving business, the convincing business, the explaining business, the caring business. I'm retired. I don't do that no more. Because how do you talk to a walking dead person? How do you wake them up? You can't. So we can spend our time waking up or trying to wake up people. But remember, they set their alarm clocks supposedly to wake up at the time that they wanted to wake up. So I know when I'm talking to somebody and they say, Doc, I don't buy that, dog. Okay. Next, I know that person's still asleep. So I'm just trying to connect with people that are awake, conscious. So if you're asleep, hey, dude, I was asleep too. I just set my alarm clock. So, but when your alarm clock when goes off and you like, man, you know what? I remember that dude, that sharp black dude. He was saying something. What's that fool name again? Okay, yeah. Look me up, Master Teacher 33. Just write down the name, file it away in your Bible somewhere. Come back and see me when you wake up. But until then, life is not going to make sense. Why? Why would a good, loving God create a world of death, suffering, poverty, pain, disease, chaos, and all the stuff that's going on? Now, all of this stuff was known before they took this stuff out of the Helios Biblius at the Council of Nicaea. Everybody used to know this. This was common knowledge, but it's not common anymore. So the big G does not belong to the material plane. Let me say it again. The big G does not belong to the material plane, the unknowable source code. So the unknowable God is like a, you know, it's like, it's inconceivable. It's indescribable. It's indescribable. Indescribable and indestructible. And so, since we don't have any frames of reference, to us, it doesn't exist. It's like if you've never seen, like supposedly when the pilgrims, they say when Columbus came over in the ship, the Indians, they had never seen a ship before, so they brain blocked it out. So they was able to just walk up to them, and they don't know how they got there. So to them, they was like gods. They was like magic people. It's like if you saw a Nephilim, if you saw a dude that was 18 feet tall, you know, like I said in the book of Revelations, your body would just freeze. You'd be like, what the? If you saw a dude that looked like a freaking building, what would you do? It would be shocking because you've never seen it before. So there are things out there that we have not seen before. They're unknowable to us. So let me make sure that I wrap all of this up so that way you are clear. When we started today's show, we started by understanding the evolutionary process in which the apostle, the creator, or let me rephrase that, let's use the word creative. The creative, not the creator. The creative source, God, if you will, did something that was called an unauthorized production through what is called Barbello, Sophia, Wisdom, the feminine expression. So it's like it hacked into God's system and implanted an unauthorized production virus. And so this hack into the system caused the soul to separate from the body and take on an enchained spirit. Because the spirit was shackled to the soul and not to the body. So that means that the spirit is now connected to the body through the soul. So after physical death, the soul retreats, taking the spirit with it. So the soul takes the spirit to another plane where it continues to be separated from source. This is what we call, again, hell. Because what is hell? Like, what is darkness? Darkness is not a thing. Darkness is the absence of a thing. What is a pothole? A pothole is not a thing. A pothole is the absence of a thing. The pothole is the absence of dirt. So hell is the absence of God. Hell is the absence of source. Now, you can describe it any other kind of way you want to describe it, but at the end of the day, it is a place where God doesn't exist. So the enemy has set up a system by which to trap pure souls, spirit, consciousness inside of light and then hide it inside of darkness, chain it using DNA. So the DNA is a chain to keep, again, light soul inside of a body and bring the consciousness, the awareness, or the spirit with it. So the spirit is eternal, but the soul and the body are not. And the enemy has set up it goes a lot deeper than this. This is just first grade level. And I'll be breaking this down in 2020 so that way you can all understand that this creative, whom we call Satan, who is called righteous, judge, and God of love, So let me say that again. Now, the Bible, the Satanic Bible, talks about to do as thy wilt. That means life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's on the back of, or that's on the 4th of July, the Declaration of Independence. Because on the 4th of July is declaring independence from God. That's why it's called the Declaration of Independence. And that's why we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. But America is spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-K-A. Don't believe me? Look it up. Triple dare you to look it up. A-M-E-R-I-K-K-A. United means a group. States means disposition. The United States. There's 200 of them. They fell on Mount Hermon. They call fallen angels. They run this show. Everything that you do was taught to you by read the book of Enoch. There is nothing that you do other than breathing that was not taught to you by the fallen angels. Triple dare you to read the book of Enoch. Eating, sleeping, perfume, abortion, makeup, sex. Everything that we do was taught to us by the fallen. And their head dude, his name is Samael, the blind god. I have a 400-page book that explains who he is. She, it, whatever. But we don't know that because we have not been taught. So therefore, we got to buy into the dominant culture and this harmonious arrangement. That said, that there is a spoon. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you that there is no spoon. You're trying to bend the spoon, but there is no spoon. You're trying to get out the box, but there is no box. You're trying to dodge the bullets, but there is no bullets. You're trying to run from the devil, but there is no devil. These are all vivid figmentations of your vivid imagination. So we got to deal with the imagination. That's called a thought pattern. Thought pattern produces emotions. Emotion produces chemicals. Chemicals produces actions. Actions produces results. If I change your thought pattern, I change everything else. But we can't change the thought pattern until we change the definitions. So we got to get rid of certain words like grief, like fear, like doubt, like unbelief, like poverty, like ignorance, like bad relationships. Those are Luciferian terms. Those are not benevolent terms. They're not come from source. Because remember, source, the manipulative one, is called the righteous judge. It's called the God of love. But it really is the God of punishment. It's the demiurge. Demi means demonic. Urge means desire. It is a demonic desire. That means it's a low vibrational expression. That's it. So the demiurge in the ancient texts is just talking about a covenant or a blood pact. Why is blood used for everything? Why, in order to have seances and all of that stuff, everything is about the blood. Because it's the covenant that is made. It's a blood pact in order to reduce, quote unquote, the power, because life of the flesh is in the blood. But there's something more powerful than that. That's called the spirit. Because the Bible says you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So they exchange. It's called an exchange for spirit in exchange for power. Now, brothers and sisters, as I've said before, and I've said on many shows, and I've been teaching this for 20 years, we suffer because there comes a point in time when everybody's life, when they got to surrender himself and accept being like the creator of matter or the creator of the spirit. That day for me was June the 30th of 2019 at 9:30 p.m. I had to make a choice to walk in the spirit or to do another round of grief and loss. I just didn't have it in me, bros. I'm just keeping it real. I just didn't, after doing this with my mom and going through grief and anger, destruction, and all of the hate and blaming people and why me, and not trying to learn from what happened, but trying to being mad because it happened. I just couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. And so that's the day that my spirit was set freer, because there's levels of consciousness, levels of awareness. Now I have another test. not have another choice, and have another chance to go to another level. So there's levels of consciousness. So your spirit will only be freed when you're up to bat and you got to make a choice, because it is free will that sets you free. It's your ability to choose whom you will serve. You're either going to be served Samael, the blind god, or the true unknown god, as the ancient texts call it. Now, what does that mean in English? As I said at the beginning, it's called Manvantaras, Manvantaras, or Pralayas. This means, again, destroy or destroyer. This is the Shangri-La, which means Supreme Lord. R-A-T-M-A, Atma Baha. A-T, this is a Hindu god. Now we get the word Brahma. A-T-M-A-B-O-D-A. I'm sorry, B-O-D-H-A. And then Brahma, as I said at the beginning. This simply means that that is the god of quote-unquote, this creation, which is the god of destruction. The god of create, destroy. Create, destroy. It's also known as Caliph or Shiva. So Shiva, that's in that statue in Project Sun, and they do every morning, do the dance of Shiva. Anybody want to blow their keys? Anybody? Go to Google, your favorite search engine, type in dance of Shiva. Type in Project CERN. Go to YouTube and type in Project CERN, dance of Shiva. Why are scientists with PhDs dancing every morning before they go to work? I will pause while you answer that question. Go to YouTube and type it in. Project CERN, dance of Shiva. Now, these are not dudes who took theater and took dance in college. What are they doing? It's called a ritual, homie. They're summoning up something. It's called, well, I don't know, we'll say that for another time, for another study. So this whole system is a cycle of creation and destruction. Creation and destruction. Creation and destruction by who? The master of this world, the cosmocrator, the lord or the prince of the air, this harmonious arrangement. That's not source. That's not the God I serve. So the God I serve says, there is a God of polarity. He's a God of rich and poor. Now you can serve, you can continue to eat from the tree of duality, good and evil, or you can choose. Why would a loving God create a world of polarity? He did not. A lesser deity did. There's another tree in the garden. It's called the tree of life. After they ate from the tree of knowledge, there was a seraphim with a flaming sword placed there to block their entrance back into the Garden of Eden, lest they ate from the tree of life and was permanently in eternity. When you eat from the tree of life, you go into eternity. What is the tree of life? You get out of duality. What does that mean? You stop losing Luciferian terms. When somebody leaves this dimension, you do not use the word death. You use the word transcend. You do the word ascend. Why? Words establishes world. Wrong word, wrong world. It's just that simple. But it's just that hard. So if you got a money problem, wrong word. I am in the process of generating more capital. Right word. If you got a health problem, wrong word. Problem, wrong word. That's the wrong word. Because your words create your world. We are using the wrong words. There is no such thing. If someone is exhibiting what is perceived as an issue, you do not acknowledge the issue. I did that for 19 years with my daughter. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got the 19 years out that I did, because the doctor said that she wouldn't make it past 6 or 7. So for other people, that this was a travesty. For me, this was victory. because we got way more years than they initially told us. Because I did not use the terms, and I didn't allow her to use the terms, and we set her own terms, and then she just said, I got tired of setting those terms. Because there was a frequency, a wave of vibration in this dimension that was resisting. Because why? It's like if you come into my house, I'm going to resist your presence in my house. I didn't invite you in, man. What you doing here? So I'm going to do everything in my power to put you out or put you to sleep. That's what's going on. So you're here and somebody don't want you here. It's like if you come into my house unannounced and you go into my kitchen and you go into the refrigerator, you take out, you know, some eggs and you take out a skillet, you know, you put some butter in there and you start frying the eggs up in my house. I'll be like, yo, dog, what you doing in my house, man? Like, dude, you got to go. And you say, bro, this is my house. Boo-boo, we're going to have a problem. So remember, source was, I mean, the little G was already here when you got here. Because remember, in the Quran, not in the Hebrew Biblicals, the jinn was here. In the book of Revelations, where was the devil and his angels cast down to? In the book of Revelations, what did he say? Earth. Before you got here. And then, bam, you was placed here in somebody else's house. And you wonder why they don't like you. So you're not supposed to be here. So everything is totally not taught the way that it should be taught. Or it's not broken down didactically so we can understand the great conspiracy. All throughout history, every religion, every diet, every food, every politic, every institution, every church, every education, lawyers destroy knowledge. Doctors destroy health. Teachers destroy wisdom. Bankers destroy wealth and money. Everybody does the opposite of what they're supposed to do. You operate in the dark side of your giftedness. I was a six. I was supposed to be love. What would I do? What was I doing? I was hate. I was out there mauling. That's what you're doing right now. What's your life path number? What's your life path number? What's your life path number? You're one. You walk around like a pole critter following some fool. If you're a two, your mind is whack. You probably taking freaking Prozac or something. If you're a three, you're out here trying to figure out how in the hell you're gonna rob First National Bank on Monday. If you're a four, man, you're the most undependable, lazy, not because remember you're the opposite of that. You're the most hardworking person on the planet. But if you're a four, you're operating on the dark side of the gift. That's the world we live in, brothers. It's the expression of the dark side. If you're a five, you are, again, walking around and you're somebody else's boy, somebody else's B-I-T-C-H. All of your unending talent, all of your adventure, you're sitting in the cubicle right now saying, thank you for calling First National. This is Becky Sue. How may I help you? And you're supposed to be out traveling the globe. If you're six, you're like me. You're supposed to be loving people, and you're out here trying to fight, trying to take on everybody. You got a death wish. You want somebody to put out your flame. You walking through people like butter. Why? Because your resolve is way, way deeper than everybody else. You know, in Vietnam, the people who didn't want to be there, they came back. The people who tried to live, they died. They said the life expectancy in Vietnam was like 2 minutes. Nobody who went to Vietnam who didn't want to be there, everybody who went to Vietnam and wanted to die, they came back. Now, think about that for a moment. Because remember what I said, whatever you want, you can have. Whatever you don't want, you can have all day. That should hurt your brain just a little bit. And if you're a seven, you're the most intelligent person on the planet, but you're probably acting like the most unintelligent person on the planet. Dark side of the gift. If you're an eight, you're an executive. You're a money manager. You're probably broke as a joke, and every decision that you make is whack. If you're nine, you're royal. You're a king. You're a priest. You're probably acting like a peasant. Why? That's the plan. This is a place of duality. This is a place where nobody oscillates and vibrates consistently according to the plan. It was not made by a source. It was made by a lesser entity who decided that Samael, Sam means blind, El means God, the blind God. That's why he said there is no God but me. If you really read the book, it hurt your brain. Now, remember, I've been teaching this for 20 years. This ain't nothing new. The greatest conspiracy on earth. Oh, man, you're talking about a con job. Everything that's up used to be down. Everything that's down used to be up. This is a dangerous time that we live in. But guess what, brothers and sisters? There's a new sheriff in town. The big G is pouring out the water on all flesh. Because now we're no longer in the age of Pisces, the two fish, the age of duality, the age of polarity. We're now, hallelujah, finally in the age of Aquarius. the age of water, not its gnosis that's been poured out on all flesh. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to share in this pouring out of knowledge. So, brothers and sisters, I don't know what you're doing in 2020, the year of, remember, 2020, what does it mean? If you go to an optometrist and they say, oh, you got 2020 vision, boo-boo, what you got? What you got, homie? That means you got crystal clear vision. That means you can see. So whatever you see, you can be. We should be being, we should be doing, and we should be having some great stuff. Because guess what? Source has removed the scales from your eyes. If you hang out with me, I'm going to tell you the truth. I am not going to give you King James truth. So tomorrow I'm going to do a part two and go a little bit further and actually break down the plan of the serpent of salvation. Break down Lucifer, the liberator, and Satan, the oppressor. They give you the difference between the two. Break down the different types of men, seven, eight types of mankind, kinds of man. And also address the difference between the light and the darkness, what we call the Black Lodge and the White Lodge. That's why you got a checkerboard inside of all Masonic lodges, black and white tile. I don't know if you want to overstand or not, but if you do, stick around. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor and a privilege again to break bread with you, and thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless. Again, he ain't on this planet, unfortunately. The Big G got a name written on this thigh no man can pronounce. The Big G has a name that's the entire word. He doesn't put himself into, again, six letters or four letters. All of the letters, they just kind of begin to describe all. His name is the entire word of God. That's a big name. And he got five attributes. All knowing, all power, all present. He's all simple, and he's all loving, benevolent. He expresses, disposed, and expanded him, her, itself through the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M of your numbers. And then he allows the Ruach of the Numa to establish, again, a certain feeling inside of you that sets you apart. And that feeling leads you and guides you into all truth. All you got to do is tune in. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
It's like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters, been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters, taking all your bread, outworking you.
Can't believe that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mine is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo.